This is Ed Serwin in Amarillo, Texas, with the weekly box beef trade for week ending December 26. The daily spot choice box beef cutout ended the week last Friday at 197.63, which was $3.49 higher compared to the previous Friday. There were 673 loads sold for the week in that daily box beef cutout compared to 697 the previous week, and it was about 12% of the total volume. Comprehensive, or the weekly average choice cutout, which includes all types of sales including that daily spot cutout, it was at 192.41, which was $5.27 lower. There was 5,652 total loads sold, which was 638 loads lower than the previous week, but it was almost 200 loads better than last year. The formula sales were at 2,682 loads, and that was 573 loads lower than last week, and it was 47% of the total volume. The exports, as reported on the Box Beef Report, represent primarily muscle cuts, and they were at 690 loads, which was 65 loads higher. And 148 loads were sold to our NAFTA neighbors, and 542 loads were shipped overseas. The out-front sales, which don't get delivered for at least 22 days, they were at 1,149 loads, which was 72 loads higher than last week, and they normally improve now as buyers book product for after the holidays. Taking a look at the weekly average primal cut prices, the choice middle meats, which includes the rib, which really jumped tremendously during the last 2 months, it was $44 lower, and the loin was steady. And the choice chuck and round primals were steady to about a dollar lower. And the daily cow cutout was $3.12 higher for the week on Friday at 161.27, and those 90% trimmings ended the week at 196.26, which was almost $6 higher. And the latest report of imported meat passed for entry into the U.S. for week ending December 19th showed that week we imported 14,758 metric tons of fresh beef, which was almost 2,000 metric tons lower. And year-to-date, for the first 51 weeks of this year, we are still running 16% higher fresh beef imports than last year. And the year-to-date numbers have been dropping each week, but we are still above a year ago because of the massive jump that took place earlier in the year. And the finished cattle prices, we had a tremendous turnaround there. The live prices were easily $4 to $5 higher, and even more than that late in the week, and dress prices were $16 to $17 higher. The weekly weighted average cash steer price for the five area, which includes Texas, Nebraska, Colorado, Kansas, and Iowa feeding areas, it was at 123.40, and that compared to 116.64 the previous week. And the five area total cash volume was 48,000 head, and that compared to 67,000 head the previous week. And the average live weight for the Texas Panhandle for week ending December 19th was 10 pounds lower at 1335, and it was 1294 last year at this time. And the latest average national steer carcass weight for week ending December 12th was 4 pounds lower at 909, and that compared to 899 last year. And the recent storms have started to push the weights lower, which is typical during this time of the year, especially when we see these wet winters. And the choice select spread was at $8.16 on Friday, which was about 37 cents higher compared to the previous week. And thank you. This has been Ed Serwin with the USDA Market News in Amarillo, Texas.